You awake to find yourself lying on your back in some kind of oversized crib. You remember being sent to the adoption clinic yesterday, and after being provided a meal, you suddenly felt very tired. And now you find yourself waking up here, wherever here is. All you can do is look up at the bright lights of the ceiling, but you start noticing sounds. You hear muffled moans, whimpering, and occasionally you hear some screaming off in the distance. The screaming seems to get cut off right at the end, as if the male screaming had just passed out from some incredible ordeal. And behind all those sounds is a constant industrial sucking sound, like hydraulics constantly pumping away at something. You hear the clicking of high heels, and you look up to see a beautiful giantess loom over your crib. I look down at you, and I give you a tight smile. I see you've woken up, dear. You nervously stammer out a question to me. No, I'm not your mommy, dear. I'm your nurse. You haven't been sold off yet, and are still in the adoption clinic. You look up at me with amazement, taking in my incredible body in its skin-tight latex nurse outfit. I have to lean forward just so you can see my face behind my enormous cleavage straining against the white glossy latex. It's time for your milking, I say nonchalantly. You look at me wide-eyed and ask what that means. Shh, just relax, honey. Relax. It's nothing to be afraid of. I soothe you by petting your head a little bit. I let my hand trace down your chest to the blanket covering your lap. I slowly pass my hand back and forth over the blanket, and I feel your penis begin to stir under my soft caress. Your face starts to look more relaxed. You seem hypnotized by looking up at my incredible body and beautiful face staring down at you. I never break eye contact with you as I slowly slide the blanket off you, revealing your semi-erect penis. One of my latex-gloved hands envelops your little penis and begins slowly stroking you up and down, and up and down. My other hand cradles your balls, softly massaging them back and forth. In no time at all, you become fully erect in my expert hands. I can feel your penis start to throb a little within the velvet sheath that is my fist. I look down at you and say, "You need to breathe, honey. That's it. Breathe. Good boy." You hear a scream off to your right and are suddenly startled by it. "Did that boy's scream scare you, honey?" "Aw, poor baby. It's okay, honey. He'll be fine. You've been hearing that sound a lot since you've woken up, haven't you?" "Yes, I know. It's okay to be scared. You see, your daily milking can be rather intense. It results in boys passing out from the experience, but that's why I'm here, honey. I'm here to help you through this. Just trust me, dear. I've done this many times to many adorable boys at the adoption clinic. I'm going to take care of you, little one." Despite your nervousness, I can feel your penis respond to my expert stroking. It has gotten rock hard, and I can tell by massaging your balls that they are ripe and full of your delicious cream. You are ready. My right hand suddenly lifts off your penis and disappears over the side of the crib. You hear a squishy sound, and then see my right hand come back into view. It is covered with some transparent gooey substance. I begin rubbing it all over your little penis, and you let out a soft little whimper at this. It feels so good to you. If I were your mommy instead of your nurse, I would love to keep stroking you over and over, watching you become a little helpless whimpering boy in my milking fist. I would love to make you frantically explode in my expert hands. But alas, I'm not your mommy, and I stare down at you with my clinical dispassion. I put my free hand on your chest to hold you down, and I pull a silver contraption into view. It is a metal tube connected to some long black hose, and at the end of the tube is some kind of latex sheath, already wet and slick. I casually lower the tube over your penis, and you gasp as you feel your member being swallowed up by the strange sheath. It feels like being surrounded by warm, gooey honey. I press a button on the side of the tube, and you can feel it suddenly close tightly around the base of your penis, forming an airtight seal. You look at me with shock at the strange device that I have put on the most sensitive part of your body. There, there, dear. It's all right. It's all right. I take your scrotum and put it into a clamshell-shaped chamber and close tightly around your balls. Inside this clamshell, it also feels warm and viscous. I brush your hair on your head and say, now you need to be a very good boy and be still. This clamshell I've attached is going to massage your balls back and forth. It will churn your luscious cream and make you produce more of it. This tube I've put on your penis is going to suck you up, suck you up. It's going to milk you, dear. Now my job as your nurse is to make sure we get every last drop of milk out of you. I expect you to be a good boy and take your milking without fuss or resistance. Will you do that for me, honey? Will you? I can't hear you, young man. Good. That's a good boy. I push a green button off to the side of your crib and the machine starts up. You begin to feel a slight suction at your penis, coupled with a slow stroking up and down of the sheath, which envelops your little member. The clamshell around your balls feels like some broad tongue lapping slowly at them, up and down and all around. Occasionally, it feels like it grabs onto your balls and palpates them, causing them to tingle and grow larger. How does that feel, honey? Does it feel good? Yes, I know. I know it feels very pleasant, doesn't it? Good boy. No, this isn't generally what a mommy will do to you when you're sold off. This is to collect your milk so it can be sold off as samples. You don't think a mommy's going to buy you without having first tasted you, do you? But a fair share of mommies do have these machines for various reasons. Like if they are going on a trip without their boy, and they want to take his milk with them. Or sometimes, for punishment. Aw, does that scare you, honey? Well, I'm sure if you're a very good boy for your mommy, you will never need to be punished with a milking machine. Still, boys will be boys sometimes. I always like to let my boys know that a long visit with the milking machine will happen for any disobedience. What happens? Oh, well, a mommy would just put this machine on you, dear, and she would leave you. She would leave this machine to suck and suck at you all through the night. It would never stop. It would just make you come over and over again. And you would be screaming and quaking all through the night. The machine would show you no mercy. Oh, I know. That sounds scary, doesn't it? So remember that. When you get sold off, to always be a good boy. Let's turn you up to 2. I switch the dial on the machine and you start to feel it pump you a little faster. You feel the sheath that envelops your penis start to get a little tighter and even rotate slightly as it travels up and down your cock. The clamshell surrounding your balls starts to grip the base of your scrotum a little tighter and even pull your balls away from your body. It suddenly makes your balls feel very sensitive. Every lick of the clamshell's sheath makes you shudder a little bit. I look down at you with hooded eyes, my large palm holding you firmly to the crib, as the milking machine works you up and down. I can feel your little heartbeat get faster inside your chest as your breathing starts to stutter. You look up at me with wide eyes, full of fear and shock at what you're going through. You whimper and moan, just like all the boys whimper and moan. And your helpless little sounds mingle with all the other boys in the room being milked by their nurses. That's it, darling. Just relax. Just let it work you. You're doing well, honey. Good boy. Your eyes occasionally roll back into your head at the amazing pleasure that is coursing up and down your cock. You're being hypnotized by the wonderful rhythm of the milking machine. You are startled out of your blissful haze when you hear one of the boys scream. I put my free hand to your face and softly pet you. There, there, dear. Don't be scared, honey. I know it's very scary to hear those screams. And that's why I'm here, dear. To guide you through this. To make sure nothing bad happens to my little boy. You look up at me with watering eyes and murmur a word that I hear so often from boys being milked by the machine. You whimper out, "Mommy? Mommy?" You have entered a stage of total helplessness, and I know exactly what you need. So I soothe you. "Aw, my poor baby. It's all right. Mommy is here. Mommy is right here for you, baby. Is the milking machine scaring my poor little baby?" "Oh, I know. I know it's very scary, isn't it? My poor little boy. But don't be afraid, darling. Mommy is not going to let anything bad happen to my baby." I look down at your helpless, shivering body. You're drooling now as the milking machine has been working and preparing your throbbing penis for release. All you can do is stare up at me helplessly and moan, "Mommy, Mommy," as the machine mercilessly pumps on you over and over again. "Shh, shh, I know, baby. It's very intense. But do you see this dial right here, honey? Mommy is going to have to turn this dial up again. And when I do, that's when you will really need your mommy. You see, this machine has made you very excited. It has built up so much semen in your balls. Do you feel how your balls feel so engorged and sensitive? That's because the machine has been building you up, dear. Building you up for an incredible explosion. You're going to come so hard. And your little penis is just going to shoot and shoot over and over again. You will be screaming, honey. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. It's time to turn it up, honey. Oh, listen to my little boy wail. It's become so fast and intense, hasn't it? You're so scared of what it's going to feel like when you explode and the machine sucks everything out of you, aren't you? Poor baby. You can't fight it, honey. You can't stop it. It's going to happen, dear, but I don't want you to think I'm not sympathetic to your plight. I've seen so many boys milked by this machine, and I know how intense it is for you, my poor dear. My free hand goes up to my latex top and slowly pulls it down, revealing my gigantic breasts, hovering just a few feet above your head. I lean down, using my free hand to bring your whimpering head between my bosom. You feel the warmth of my huge breasts wrap all around your head, and you can hear my loud heartbeat gently beating against your ears. You helplessly grip both sides of my breasts with your hands as you begin to weep into my bosom. I can hear your muffled cries of, "Mommy, please, Mommy," between my breasts as the milking machine works your cock relentlessly. I intone a command word that you will learn so well when you are sold off to your mommy. A command word that no boy can ever resist. Shoot. 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 You scream helplessly between my breasts as your semen shoots out of you over and over again. Your whole body goes into an epileptic seizure as your balls are desperately purging out their sperm through your erupting penis. You are vaguely aware of me dispassionately saying, "Good boy. Good boy. Good boy." As the milking machine sucks everything out of you. You can't believe how long it goes on for. It feels like there is no end to the semen shooting out of you over and over into that pistoning, sucking tube. I smile to myself as I feel your body go through some final violent quakes and jolts as the last of your milk is sucked out of you. The sounds coming from your mouth no longer sound human. You sound more like some helpless animal gasping and gurgling between my bosom. Finally, your body goes completely limp as you have passed unconscious from the ordeal. I turn the machine off and slowly lower your head out from my cleavage. Your face is red from exhaustion, covered in your own tears and sweat. Your body occasionally quakes and trembles in aftershocks of the seizure you just went through. What a poor, sweet little boy. I'm sure you will make some mommy very happy one day. I casually remove the milking machine from your penis and scrotum and slide the sheets over your body. In your sleep, you are dimly aware of my high heels clicking as I walk away from your crib to wheel the milking machine to its next darling boy.